We're back on the local beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And somebody we trust to bring us the local news is the one and only Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle-Telegram. Dave, how are we doing today?
Doing all right, Rocco. Thanks.
Great to hear, Dave. Do have one story from you that we want to talk about. The situation could equate to fireworks, but let's talk about some literal fireworks first, right here in the city of Elyria. Elyria City Council giving some new legislation in regards to fireworks, especially during certain holidays and the summer months and everything like that. So what's the latest here, Dave?
Yeah, well, long story short, Elyria residents are going to be able to set off fireworks on July 4th, New Year's Eve, and New Year's Day during select hours. Fireworks will be permitted on July 4th between 8 and 11 p.m. New Year's Eve. Fireworks are allowed between 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. on New Year's Day. So if you do it outside of those times, still against the law, you could get a fine up to $1,000, but Elyria City Council finally approved some fireworks rules at Monday's meeting. Just letting Elyrians know that those are the times you can set them off. Please don't do it outside of those times. Maybe cut down on some of the calls to police, non-emergency calls. Although some people do call 911 when they hear fireworks, please don't do that. It's not an emergency unless those fireworks, actually start a fire. There was some controversy about this, over time. People tend to set off fireworks no matter whether or not they have permission, mm-hmm. Whether or not it's illegal. The state of Ohio for a long time, people will remember, said, well, you can possess them, you just can't light them off. So people would drive across state lines to Indiana or Pennsylvania, buy a bunch of fireworks, bring them back, and you just had to promise, swear, hold up your hand and swear that you wouldn't set them off. Of course, we all know that's not how it works.
Come on.
But Elyrians, yeah, right. Yeah. It's one of those things where you just have to, everybody kind of has that, handshake, wink and smile agreement. But Elyria is making it legal. I mean, permitted between certain times of the day on those, on those three holidays. And, there was some concern about whether or not to also allow it at Chinese New Year or Cinco de Mayo and Juneteenth. And Mayor Frank Whitfield basically said, and I quote him from Kevin Martin's story here, to me it was more about the principle of how we feel as a city in regards to this holiday when that translates into what we do as a city. If we equate this just another holiday, meaning Juneteenth, just adding to the load of holidays, then we may not take this as something special to the country, special to Elyria. So not every holiday is going to be allowable for fireworks. And again, we're just going to keep that as the city of Elyria is just going to keep that to July 4th and New Year's. So there you go.
How does Guardians opening day not make the cut here, Dave? I mean, come on. I think if there's any time, it'd be opening day, right? Baseball, warmer weather, it all comes back. I think that's worthy of some fireworks, right?
Yeah, every once in a while that the Browns actually win a game,
There you go.
I don't know, it's no offense, Browns fans, but your team's terrible. No, I'm kidding.
Shots fired. So, shots fired from Dave O'Brien here on the local beat. Oh my.
Hot takes. We should change this to hot takes with O'Brien, right?
There you go. As Dave alluded to there, fireworks now okay in the city of Elyria for July 4th, New Year's Eve, and New Year's Day. You can read up on more of this. Kevin Martin had the latest in the Chronicle-Telegram. Dave, a story that you had, some metaphorical fireworks, I guess you could say here. The continuing debate here between two of our Lorain County commissioners and some of our emergency responders in regards to this multi-million dollar radio contract that was agreed upon by the previous set of commissioners but was since rescinded. And you had the latest a couple of days ago in the Chronicle-Telegram. What's the latest here?
Yeah, so this is another party that has come into the conversation, has entered the chat, as the kids like to say, where the Lorain County AFL-CIO Federation of Labor and their president Rod Adkins has called upon Republicans Dave Moore and Jeff Riddell to reconsider their vote to rescind the contract with Cleveland Communications to provide emergency radios to first responders, including deputies, you know, fire chiefs, fire departments that wish to sign on and have some of those new radios more technologically, you know, upgraded and upgradable than the previous radio system. The current radio system is in shambles, and the fire departments and the deputies have all asked for new radio systems, and they were on the cusp of getting that, and then it was taken away from them. Now, for their part, Dave Moore and Jeff Riddle have said that the bid process wasn't appropriate, you know, and there are questions about, you know, about whether the contract is appropriately awarded, whether the process was, you know, was approved and appropriate, and whether or not there was some sort of behind the scenes, you know, backdoor dealing in this regard. But basically, in his letter, Adkins, had written to the commissioners and said that their vote to not move forward and to rescind the radio contracts, quote, has the potential to put our citizens and the citizens of Lorain County in great peril. The egregious act of denying the safety services of Lorain County a much-needed tool that would enhance the streamlined communications for all municipalities and townships is simply political posturing, unquote. And again, that's from Rodney Adkins, president of the Lorain County AFL-CIO. Again, the commissioners shot back and basically said that, you know, this was an inappropriate, you know, bid process, you know, that it didn't, you know, it wasn't done correctly. It was done, you know, in cahoots with, you know, Commissioner Michelle Hung and her boyfriend, who is the former president of Lorain County AFL-CIO, Harry Williamson, again, who we've talked about, was fired by the commissioners. More than a year and a half ago, based on his having, you know, an illicit, extramarital relationship with Hung, all sorts of questions, all sorts of controversy going on. And as Jeff Riddell, told me, in reporting the story, he was concerned that Lorain County Labor hadn't followed real closely and that the Board of Commissioners is actually already in discussions to redo the bid process. It took some time to do the last bid. He again claims it wasn't open competition, and he only asked for, quote, a few months to do it right for the taxpayers. So there you go. So that's sort of the story. And, you know, again, labor butting heads with the county commissioners over the radio issue.
And that that seems like it'll just continue and continue. When that end finally comes into sight, who really knows? I know both Riddell and Moore have talked about, you know, just a couple more months in what originally took, you know, 2 years to get through, which, you know, you certainly see the point there. But, of course, the emergency first responders have made it clear that they really need these radios. So we'll I guess, wait and see what the resolution ultimately is there with that. And, Dave, we thank you for the reporting on that. As, again, we are joined this morning by Dave O'Brien on the local beat. Brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, what are you and your colleagues over there at the CT working on as far as upcoming stories go this week?
Well, we've had a good number of meetings, and we're going to have some more meetings. You know, more city council business, planning commission business, that kind of thing. I know that that some people, you know, think, oh, it's a meeting, it can't be that interesting. Well, that's where the important work gets done. That's where a lot of things get discussed while you're elected, your elected officials. So we'll have some more meeting business. Elyria and North Ridgeville, primarily. Also some more issues. Lorain City Council approving license plate cameras to be put up around the city, and obviously some people have had concerns about that in the past, about about civil rights and not being in a surveillance state, and I'm sure there are concerns that are and criticisms that will come up about that. Also, I wrote up a story about Lorain County Community College trying to make it easier to get a degree that matters, so that you can get a job that matters with a good paycheck. So there's a new project coming up out of there. From Lorain County Community College, one of 10 community colleges in the nation to join up on this program. So it's kind of a neat little story, and I encourage you to read that in the Chronicle Telegram print edition or at chroniclet.com.
We love our friends over at LCCC, so we will certainly do that. And you guys heard Dave. Just pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram or find that digital e-edition online at chroniclet.com. All right, Dave, we can close on this as we always do. Hope everybody's had their ears on high alert. What are you hearing for this week's Scanner Story, Dave?
Well, I'm going to go again to our friends over at Northeast Ohio Scanner on Twitter. Dateline Independence at the Residence Inn, a, quote, huge party in a room. Hotel staff tried to evict them, and they refused to leave, and now they're smoking marijuana in the hotel stairwell.
Oh boy, that not quite in Ohio yet. There, folks, you may need to not only take that out into the hallway, but perhaps across state lines as well, if you still want to, you know, stay within the legal confines of the law. So, yeah, well, I guess hopefully not a too violent bunch, knowing what that does to folks. But an entertaining Scanner story, nonetheless. There, Dave, probably a smelly one as well. But we appreciate the time as always this morning, my friend. Again, this has been the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, thank you again for the time, my friend. Have a great rest of the week, and we'll catch up again next Wednesday.
Sounds great, Rocco. Talk to you then.